And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
If there's a most maddening bit of hypocrisy in the current debate over U.S. energy policy and the increasingly dire climate emergency that plagues our planet, it's the frequently voiced conservative complaint about, quote, giveaways to the renewable energy industry. As commentator David Lean noted in a recent essay at ncpolicywatch.com, whatever steps we take to aid and promote sustainable energy will never come close to the vast amount of public funds we shower on fossil fuels. According to the International Monetary Fund, worldwide subsidies for coal, oil, and natural gas reached $5.9 trillion in 2020. That's roughly $11 million per minute. This for an industry in which the combined profits of the largest companies in the first quarter of this year topped $100 billion. The bottom line, at a moment in history in which environmental devastation literally threatens life on Earth as we know it, it's hard to think of another societal need that's more important and indeed on which we should spend whatever it takes than the cause of ending our destructive addiction to fossil fuels. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.